ইন হরি ভক্তি বিলাস, ইট ইজ মেনশন দ্য পিপল হু হ্যাভ নট টেকেন দীক্ষা উইল বি বর্ন অ্যাজ এনিমেলস ইন দ্য নেক্সট লাইফ। হাউ আর উই সাপোজ টু ইন্টারপ্রেট দিস কাইন্ড অফ স্টেটমেন্টস? আই মাই সেলফ ক্যানট টেক ইট লিটারালি। There are many other faiths in which God is worshipped, and even people who do not follow any particular religious tradition can be very pious also. Yes. Here I search about the verse and I got it here in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Chapter 2, 6th verse. Adikshitasya vamaru kritam sarvam nirathakam posu janim avapnati dikha virahito janaha. And Sanatana Goswami, our guru, original guru, he may say, he wrote commentary on this Hari Bhakti Vilas, partially written by this Gopal Bhatta Goswami, but explanation has been given by Sanatana Goswami. This is a reference from Vishnu Jamal, Vishnu Jamal scripture. Whatever karma is done by any person without initiation, without taking initiation, is all karma's actions will become futile. Any person without initiation will be born as a beast. Pashu means beast, with heart, with ears and tail. But there are various meanings. It is very difficult for the Westerners to understand Sanskrit. Even it is very difficult for us also nowadays, because Pashu has got various meanings. But we think Pashu means only animal, a beast with fur, ears and tail. Then Devajani, demigods. Demigods are worshipped here. Or it is called a fool. Fool means A-O-O-L, fool, idiot. Or as a spirit, ghost, all these things. Pashu has got so many meanings. Our Bhakti, Sanatana Goswami, he has not written any explanation of this. He has written, but this verse he has not written. So, he has not spoken anything against it also. Here, you have to understand, if you do not, if you give something to Supreme Lord by your material ego, there is no guarantee the Supreme Lord will accept this. Without devotion, he will not accept anything. How we can worship Supreme Lord? So we have to take mantra through bona fide preceptual channel. Now we have got one instance about Vrajamandala Parikrama. Also, our Param Pujibad Saraswati Goswami Maharaj had to surrender to that school of thought, and he got that power. But that is material, mundane benefit. For Krishna Bhakti, There is also a preceptual channel. We have to take mantra for the bona fide preceptual channel. And that preceptual channel, by uttering that mantra, after taking mantra, you have to memorize that and you have to learn how to worship deities from a experienced person, devotee. And after that, you worship, you give it by uttering that mantra. So there is possibility of gurus taking the offerings, Mahapurus taking the offerings, Radha Krishna taking the offerings, because of the preceptual channel, it will go to Krishna.